to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Hope you guys are having a good month so far. Today is Sunday, March the 25th. But I tell you, the month of March is almost gone. We are officially into spring, and we are still getting snow in certain parts of this country. I tell you, I just don't know what to say or do or prepare for the weather. I mean, you just walk out in the morning with a coat on, and by midday, you almost wish you would put on a tank top and some shorts. So it's just, we just got to be mindful and careful of this type of weather, too. A lot of people get sick around this time of year because of the change in weather, and then the pollen's coming out, and all of you allergy sufferers have been putting me in that category of folks. I tell you, this is certainly not our favorite time of the year. As we're walking out, looking at our yellow cars and yellow pollen all over the ground and puddles somewhere, rain and things like that, you're like, oh my God, here we go. Bees are flying and you're dodging them. But you know, we all look forward to the warm weather, and I'm looking forward to spring coming in and warming up a little bit more. We had a scare this week too with some tornadoes. I know a tornado hit Jacksonville State University over in Alabama and did some significant damage. But I haven't gotten any reports of any, you know, students dying or being hurt. So we certainly want to be thankful for that blessing. And we also have some rough winds and unconfirmed tornadoes near the southwest Atlanta area, you know, near Fairborn, some of those areas. So we certainly want to keep those people in our thoughts. And, you know, let that be a reminder for us. We do get some rough weather here in Columbus and in the Valley area and in South Georgia and South Alabama. So we need to just make sure that as this season peaks, you know, we're getting ready to transition into tornado season. Make sure we're prepared, have a family plan, and have what we need to make sure our family is taken care of in the event of bad weather. So, you know, don't ignore those signs when they send out the signals on your cell phones telling you that bad weather is on the way. Don't ignore those and make sure that when you know a storm system is en route, that you're watching your local news to adhere to whatever they say may be about to happen. We just want everybody to be safe and we know that we live in an area that can have some very devastating and damaging storms. So we want our listeners to be able to weather any storm that comes your way, whether it's a, you know, weather-related storm or a family storm or a personal storm, whatever it is. Here at Sunday Conversation, we just want to make sure you're always prepared. Well, I tell you, today I'm excited about the conversation I'm about to have with our special guest of today. She's a Columbus native, I'm sure she wants to be popular on her own, but her mother's well known and her dad is well known, so that makes it a challenge. But trust me, she has her own identity, and you're going to learn a little bit about it today. And so I'm excited to have with me Dr. Tamara Huff is in the building. How you doing, Dr. Huff?
Thank you so much.
Well, that is so awesome. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here today with us. And just to lay a little foundation for our listeners here, you're the daughter of our tax commissioner, Ms. Lula Huff.
Yes, I am.
Ms. Lula Lasser Huff.
Yes, I am.
You know, she's one of my favorite people. She's been in here right in the studio talking with me before. And I tell you, we had one of the best conversations.
Perfect. Well, she's one of my favorite people as well.
Well, I would hope so.
Yes.
You know, you don't have a choice. I do, so I think that she'd be my favorite, but one of my favorite people carrying a little bit more weight. Wouldn't you agree? No, you don't.
She's my favorite. I'm my father.
Speaking of your father, my fraternity brother, you know, me and Bruce Huff, I always, you know, when we're at fraternity meetings, I somehow clean up at the table with those two every time. And we have some of the best conversations. I tell you, your family are they're just true public servants. And you have taken the public servant route, but more from a professional perspective. And that's a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. So I introduce you as Dr. Tamara Huff. And I'm sure some people out there caught that and they're like, okay, what kind of doctor are we talking to today? So let's talk a little bit more about your profession and how you got there. Now, I don't even want to try to pronounce this. Now, what type of doctor are you?
So I'm an orthopedic surgeon.
An orthopedic surgeon. I can repeat it, but I can't initiate it, but I'll repeat it. An orthopedic surgeon. And just in a nutshell, what do you do as an orthopedic surgeon?
So as orthopedic surgeons, we are bone and joint doctors. So we take care of people of all ages. So I take care of children all the way up to 106-year-olds if necessary.
Wow.
For hip fractures, we also do upper extremity fractures, and for me, especially hip and knee replacements.
So in medical school, did you sing the song, "My Hip Bone Connected to My Thigh Bone"?
Everything really is connected.
Right.
A lot of my patients find out when they come into the office, and they start with knees, and as they know, we're getting everything else lined up.
So an orthopedic surgeon from right here in Columbus, Georgia. Where did you go to school here as far as high school?
I graduated from Carver High School.
Carver High. I bet you the Carver High graduates are out there cutting up right now. We got Carver Tiger now, right?
Yes, indeed.
What year did you finish?
Class of 2000.
Class of 2000 from Carver High School. Did you get a chance to matriculate in a new facility?
No, it wasn't there yet, but I had a chance to go there.
It is very beautiful. It is fitting for the students that matriculate there, and I've had an opportunity to go over there and work with some of the student leaders, and the best thing is being on their morning TV show. You gotta go do that. They have a green screen and everything. It is so cool. And the students run the entire program. They're the producers, the anchors, the reporters, everybody. They do everything from that perspective. So we gotta get you over there so that you can have a morning with Carver students. And so, did you know in high school that you wanted to be a doctor?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
So one of the great things about, about Columbus, Georgia, but about Carver High School, especially when I was there, is there was a health occupations program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ms. Doris Ford ran it, and that allowed us to go shadow physicians around the town. So if you were interested in orthopedics, I had a chance to shadow Dr. Henry Alexander, who's since retired. So that was pretty much the opportunity to get out there and get my hands in it. So I was one of the lucky people that figured out what they wanted to do very early.
Wow.
And I was able to shadow at Columbus. I had a chance to work along with him. I had a chance to shadow over at St. Francis, where I now work at. I had a chance to just come up with a therapy aid. So I had a lot of exposure all through high school. And
I'll tell you what, you're not only one of the lucky, you're one of the few, because there's so many of us, we think we know what we want to do coming out of high school, and then all of a sudden it's like plans change when we get to college. Bill Cosby had me thinking I wanted to be an obstetrician, for watching the Cosby Show, and then me and biology, and we didn't get along, so I had to take another route. So you left Carver, and where did you transition to at that point? Where did you do your undergrad?
Okay, so I graduated from Carver in 2000, and I went to the University of Georgia.
Then Athens joined the Bulldogs. Okay, what was that experience like? I know the minority student population there is not the highest. And I know that's something we're still working on, diversifying our university schools. And it's a challenge, especially considering the history behind it. But what was it like for you?
Well, I had a great experience there. We were small in number, but we were very mighty. We have a very strong Black Alumni Association now.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was the opportunity to explore many things outside of Columbus and outside myself. So even though I was doing all my pre-med classes, I was able to take African-American studies. I was able to study statue. It was an opportunity to do so many things. And the University of Georgia is such a large campus that it exposes you to so many opportunities.
Athens is pretty much a game. Downtown Athens is almost like Ring Road. Seriously, were you a part of the BSU man?
Oh, that's the name.
Yes.
Well, I'm very involved around it. I actually wasn't a member.
Okay. I've talked to other minority individuals, people of color that have attended UGA, and BSU was very important to them. And it created a coalition for students to get together and work with each other, and those missing home, give them an opportunity to connect with some folks to make them feel more at home there.
And one of the great things is you have BSU, but also you have the African American Cultural Center there. worked on all of this one year. The kind of between the stories of the times he's going to be, it just became a cultural home for everyone. I was like, not a lot of numbers to do, but I don't really tight it.
So did you play it yet?
I did not.
You did not play it? You did
not. I am not great.
You did not great? Yes, I'm talking to Ms. Lou on that one. I know she's listening. Ooh, yes, all right. Okay. The opportunity then. All right. Taking notes. All right. So, you finished at UGA pre-med.
Yes.
And where did you go from there?
So, I graduated from the University of Georgia pre-med. With a history major, actually. And went to the Medical College of Georgia.
Yes.
And changed the business
university. Yeah. So, you were the math and so the
Yes.
The city that likes to have people come up.
There's more competition. No one is so far ahead. Sorry, everybody. I'm not going to say
that. Okay. How did you like Augusta? I mean, it's a beautiful city in some parts of it, especially the Riverwalk. You know, they had one of the first developed Riverwalks, and there's a museum right there on the River, Science Museum right there. And so, how was it being a medical student there?
So, MCG is a big part of Augusta, Georgia, and they're paying colleges. So, it's a great community. They have a best graduate link right behind Payne, so everything. Anyone's familiar with Augusta, Payne is right there with MCG right across the street. That way, it was great to have that learning environment. There's a lot to do there.
Yeah.
That's kind of your medical school and your learning environment.
Yeah. So, you know, I have cousins that attend the Payne. One of my cousins who played basketball there on scholarship. And Payne College was a college I was actually looking at. You know, when I was trying to determine where I was going to go to undergrad, but I went on a visit. And when they told me, oh, in your dorm room, you either choose, you can get a room with a ceiling fan or you can get a room with a phone fan. And I was like, the belt of our options.
Payne's It's great because they have a lot of students who are very interested in medicine.
Right.
One of the great things about MCG is, again, our numbers are a little small, but we're mighty. So we run a student national medical association at MCG, and we spend a lot of time working with the folks over at Payne. So it's a great community.
Yeah, it is good to hear that you were involved from that perspective. Now, I know undergrad is 4 years, unless you're somebody like me with your child. And medical school was how many years?
4 years.
4 years of medical school, okay. And so you were there in Augusta for 4 years, and I guess from there you transitioned to a residency?
Yes.
And where was that residency?
So I did residency down at Oshkosh Clinic in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, a Mardi Gras.
I did not see many Mardi Gras.
She was down the way to do it, so New Orleans. New Orleans is a beautiful city. And you know, I stand there along the river New Orleans and look at the bend right there by the little marketplace, and it's so mesmerizing. And the swift current, and watching those boats, you know, watching them do the work.
This is Saturday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We've heard a little bit of what our students at Muskogee County School District had to say to our state legislators in Atlanta in regards to their issues and their concerns with gun safety. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. When we come right back, we're going to pick right back up with listening to a little bit more. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Hope you're having a great day.
Wow.
Those are some of the things because you get one of the great things, and a lot of people that are
This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, coming back from the break to all my listeners in Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, Tri-City area, all the way down to Eufaula and the Georgia-Florida line. You are listening to Sunday Conversation, and we are talking today about students all over America Wednesday that walked out of school for 17 minutes. They walked out for 17 minutes because 17 minutes represented 1 minute for each person who died, each student that died, each young person that lost their life in Parkland, Florida due to the school shooting there. And we're going to roll a little bit more tape and let you listen to a little bit more what the students have to say, and then I'll come back and we'll wrap up this show.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Start working there, and they kind of maintain that connection
Lee is the largest county in Georgia. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but I love it down there, particularly in Folkestone. They have an entrance to the Okefenokee Swamp, and it's a 9-mile wooden raised platform above the swamp, and you can walk deep into the swamp, and at the end of it, it's like a tower that you can climb up and look over, and just, it's beautiful out there.
I'm afraid of the swamp, so I have to be honest.
To your defense, I haven't been able to convince Jackson to go with me there either. Even though, yeah, I love going there because to me it's so peaceful and it allows you to connect with yourself and just meditate a little bit while you're walking, taking in nature. I mean, yes, there are alligators and everything else crawling under you and you're swiping at bugs and stuff and trying to keep your balance and not fall off the platform. It's a pretty fun thing. So, Jacksonville, though, I love Jacksonville. And there's an area downtown there. I'm trying to think, right by the river. There's a marketplace.
Yeah, the Riverwalk area.
And there's a restaurant there called American Something. But they have the Penn Center. And every time I'm there, I always have to go. How do you enjoy Jacksonville?
Jacksonville's great. And Mayo is kind of closer to the beach side. So, towards Jacksonville. A lot of people don't realize how great the beach is down there.
Yeah, but I really don't know where the beach is.
But it actually has a great beach. Thank you. laundry part, if you do your plan right, it's easy. It's butter.
So you're telling me, well, you're professional attorney, but listen.
The views and expressions of Sunday Conversations are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporated, advertisers, nor their staff. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.
Surgery, of course, the anatomy isn't quite right, but also, too, the bones themselves are quite as strong. So you have to kind of think around that. That's where that planning comes in. So yes, those are some of the most challenging cases, but they're also the most rewarding because when you have your plan, you have to keep the plan.
No. Do you perform bone marrow transplants?
I don't do that.
You don't do that? So if someone's doing a bone marrow transplant, would they need somebody like you first?
No, so a lot of times a bone marrow transplant is things the actual hematologist, oncologist, some of those guys can do those.
So they know what you know.
They know how to do that. So it's different. So with a bone marrow, you're going to just be taking a little sample. So they can actually do that with them. I say a small needle, but it's a little bit larger than a small needle. You can actually just make a little incision in the office or in the sterile area. So the reason that you know, just to get the initial biopsy to do that part, that's something we don't know.
Okay, so they're not threatening to open it up at all. So, you're back home and you graduated in 2000, so you left around 2000 going to college and you got back in late 2017, I think it looks like. So, 17 years you were away from Columbus and now you're back. How has things changed as far as Columbus in your eyes?
Excellent question. A lot has changed. A lot has changed. The state's changed. A lot has changed. The city has grown a lot. North Columbus has exploded. There's some things going on nice and growing on the south side. The challenge is, yes, I still think that we could still do more for our youth.
Right.
We could still have more opportunities. I grew up in that basketball team. I think there's still opportunities to put ourselves out there as young professionals today. And I'm guilty of not being out in the community as much as I want to yet. I'm not doing all the surgeries. It's important because I think just earlier you said something that was very important. We can be whatever we want to be, but it's so hard to be something that you can't see.
I remember the first sight out of my
mind. The first time I saw a black female with a pink shirt, I would run up to her, you would have thought that I saw Beyonce or something like that. I just wanted to talk to her. I've never seen it. I remember the first time I saw a female or a media surgeon, the first time I saw a black female. I'm sure that was impressionable to me. It's huge. So, coming back to Columbus, I think that's what it is. So, the things the city has grown, we have a great new young professional class, a professional minority professional class that wants to get together and that wants to lift the city up. But the things I think we could do a whole lot better is getting out there and getting involved and being present. You know, being in that car room, going and not just there for the conversation today, but there to like lift the kids up. And again, that's something that so far I haven't been able to do as much as I want, but that's the direction I think is really important.
That is so awesome, man. And you know, we'll wrap it up with that. I tell you, that was just an amazing ending note. Dr. Huffley has been truly honored to speak with you, and you are a part of that progressive, advancing young professional movement. And we appreciate your presence, and we welcome you back here with open arms and warm hearts. And I'm sure your family's doing the same, and I love seeing you at social events, contributing to events like the United Negro College Club. And other locations where we have an opportunity to converse with you along with my wife. And so we welcome you to just jump in more and let's do this together because it's going to take us to go ahead and take grasp of what we have here as a city and materialize our responsibility as young professionals to take the lead for the future generation. The children that we see in school right now, they're depending on us. And we got to make sure we leave it better than the way that we received it. And so I hear your commitment, and I'm excited about it. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank you so much. City. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome, awesome. This has been fun, the conversation with Teddy Reese. You just heard from the dynamic, amazing, magnificent Dr. Tamara Wells. I'm looking forward to seeing her in the community and working with us on many more things. And I tell you, Ms. Love and Mr. Brother Charles, you guys certainly have a phenomenal reason to be proud of your board. So, again, this is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, and I look forward to talking with you next Sunday. Have a good day.
The views and expressions of Sunday Conversations are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporated, advertisers, nor their staff. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.